This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military said recent strikes on Gaza had killed Hamas operatives, including the head of a battalion, as Palestinians claim daily record death tolls. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel's military intensified its bombing of southern Gaza overnight, pushing the Palestinian death toll past 6,500 on Wednesday, according to Gaza's health ministry. International calls are growing for a pause in fighting to let aid into the enclave and prevent more deaths. Health officials said dozens were killed in the south, where hundreds of thousands fled after Israel warned them it would attack the north. It's seeking to wipe out Hamas militants who mounted a killing spree in Israel on October the 7th that took more than 1,400 lives. Hamas also seized 222 hostages, among them at least 28 children.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The Wall Street Journal, citing U.S. and Israeli officials, reported on Wednesday Israel had agreed to delay invading Gaza for now so that the United States could rush missile defenses to the region to protect its forces there, reflecting its concern about the Gaza war spreading around the Middle East. U.S. officials have so far persuaded Israel to hold off until U.S. air defense systems can be placed in the region as early as this week, the journal said. Later on Wednesday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reaffirmed that Israel was preparing an offensive into Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the Israel-Gaza crisis should have a quote-unquote path to peace, including independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians and integrating Israel among its neighbors.
And when this crisis is over, there has to be a vision of what comes next. And in our view, it has to be a two-state solution.